Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's NOOM.com to sign up for your trial today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from PitchWiz.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is April 22nd, and yes, we're going to talk about baseball. Quick note, this is going to be a little bit quicker, and my energy is going to be a little bit lower. I'm dealing with a root canal, and it's incredibly painful, but I will not let tradition end today with me not doing this podcast, so bear with me. Drew Smyly, 7.2 innings, 0 runs, 1 hit, 0 walks, 10 Ks. You know all about it at this point. 37% CSW. The fastball is at 91, not 92, 93, but the command is absolutely there. It does feel like a Vargas roll right now. It is the Padres next, but then it's Nationals, Marlins, and I said free DS for my podcast, for the roundup title, because he is free. On the wire, I don't know if you want to risk it against the Padres, but it does seem like Nationals and Marlins after two out of those three should go his way. Joey Lucchesi returned to the majors to take over for Carlos Carrasco, and he went 7 innings, 0 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 9 Ks. He gets the Nationals, Tigers, and Rocky Road next. I feel like even if I don't really believe this, you have to take the chance there. Gallen, ace is going to ace. Otani, ace is going to ace. Tyler Wells did well. Good stuff there. Tigers and Royals are next, and you're just going to go with that. Bryce Elder did well. I don't really buy into it. But he does get the Marlins next, so I'm cool with that stream. Michael Lorenzen, I don't buy this. Don't do it again against the Orioles. 5 innings, 0 runs, 4 base runners, 4 Ks. Tyler Malley against the Nationals, I'm scared. Even though it was a good line, 6.1 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 0 walks, and 4 Ks. He was at 91, 92. Tick and a half down on everything. Only 2 whiffs on his 4-seamer. I feel like this is his shoulder acting up again, so I'm going back down on Tyler Malley. He had that one good start early and then not so good after. Yusei Kikuchi did well with getting his secondaries over the plate and not getting burned by his fastball against the Yankees. I don't really think that's something that I want to buy into, though, for Kikuchi. I'm still sitting against the White Sox after. Noah Davis isn't real. he doesn't exist, guys. Seth Lugo against the Diamondbacks. 6 innings, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks. This is what we want to see, but he gets the Giants, and then 2 starts against the Dodgers. So we're good for the Giants, just not against the Dodgers. Mitch Keller against the Reds, he did well, but it's not really the plan of attack that I really want to see. Not very good curveballs and sliders, just really sinkers and cutters. And against the Dodgers and Rays next, I'm still not in on Mitch Keller. This was against the Reds on the road in Pittsburgh, so he hosted them. I mean, I think you can pretty much blame it on that. Trevor Williams is doing a Vargas rule again, which really should be called the Williams rule. We're not doing this. You just can't do this. George Kirby did what he's supposed to do against the Cardinals. He's not getting the whiffs, but whatever, that's fine. Graham Ashcraft against the Pirates. 5 innings, 2 runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, 4 Ks. He's not getting whiffs, just 6 whiffs. And now he gets the Rangers, Padres, and hosting the White Sox. I think we can move on, honestly. Trade high. Sell high, I should say. I don't really believe this with Ashcraft because he's not doing the things. Only 6 whiffs, 22% CSW against the Pirates. 89 pitches, yeah. It's not looking great. Aaron Nola, speaking of not looking great, 7 innings, 3 earned runs here. His curveball just isn't doing what it's supposed to do. 20% CSW, 4 out of 35 whiffs, and that's really everything. That should come back over time, so I'm buying low here. Nick Pivetta's Pivetta. You know this. Don't do it. John Gray against Oakland. Yeah, fastball command wasn't great. His slider, he wasted a ton of them. He had 5 walks here against Oakland. And now he gets a much worse schedule ahead. And I feel like you should be dropping John Gray and going for something else. I don't really think you need to hold on to him desperately here. Domingo Herman gets the Twins next time after facing the Jays yesterday. We didn't really expect much against the Jays. He did decently well. I know 4 runs in 6 innings, but 7 base runners is 1-1-7 whip, and 6 Ks is actually kind of good. Changing curve looked good. I think you're okay against the Twins next. JP Sears is very interesting. He went against the Rangers, 6 innings, 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 walks. 11 strikeouts. It's really cool. 11 for 50 whiffs on his four-seam. This is J.P. Sears, not Ken Waldichuk. That's a 22% swing strike rate, and his breakers returns over 60% strikes. Now he gets the Reds in Oakland. I'm in with J.P. Sears here. I think this is really, really cool. Freddy Peralta, 5.2 innings, 400 runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks against the Red Sox. I think he's fine. It's just a weird thing right now. The breakers weren't as good and whatever. It's fine. Keep going with Peralta. Steven Matt's actually very interesting. Even though it was against Seattle, he got the loss and 5.1 innings of 400 runs. It was only 6 base runners and 7 Ks. 18 whiffs. Now he gets the Giants, Angels, and Tigers. I'm in. This is now the time to go after Steven Matz, I think, off your wire. Anthony Descafani is who we sell onto the wire, right? We did before this Mets start because it was a bad matchup. And now he gets the Cardinals and Astros, and I just don't want to do this. 5 innings of 400 runs and 9 base runners. Hunter Brown against Atlanta. 4.2 innings, 400 runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, and 7 Ks. And I'll tell you how I feel about him, Michael Kopech, and Julio Urias, and of course today and tomorrow's streamers after this break.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. to sign up for your trial today.
So Hunter Brown, 4.2 innings, 400 runs, 9 base runners, and 7 Ks. He's still doing the 30% fastball thing, and I really love it. He does get the Rays next, and that's annoying. He did make some mistakes here in Atlanta, jumped on it. In general, you just still hold on to Hunter Brown. That's probably going to be the probable start, I think, against the Rays. But for the full year, I like what Hunter Brown is doing. Michael Kopech did everything he could. 97 on the fastball for his 17% swing strike rate. And his slider was generally well spotted, save for the ones that he really wasted. But because it was against the Rays, 5 innings, 5 runs, 6 hits, 4 walks, but 9 strikeouts, 16 whiffs. This is the best of Kopech, and it still didn't really work out. And now he gets the Jays, and it's encouraging. I'm also not banking that this is going to be consistent. We've seen Kopech in the past have these better skill starts and then not return to them. So I'm not going after this against the Jays, and I mean, I'll be watching that and curious if the skills are still there. But for right now, we're not doing this. And then Julio Urias, 3.1 innings, 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks. I feel like every ace has to go through some terrible thing in the beginning of this year right now. This was against the Cubs. Don't worry, he should be fine. Yes, he was at 91.9 on the fastball. Should be close to 93. Don't worry too much about Urias. Looking forward to today's starters. Tons of aces. Cole, McClanahan, Castillo, Lopez, Bieber, Alcantara, Cease, obviously. It's not actually going to be Alcantara. He's dealing with some bicep injury, but they feel they're not concerned about it, and he'll start next week against Atlanta. So I'm crossing my fingers. I really hope he's okay. We didn't see velocity dips, so it feels like he should be fine, but oh boy. Framber Valdez, Andrew Heaney are also here. I prefer Valdez over Heaney because it's just safer than Heaney, the cherry bomb, but he gets Oakland. Dustin May is also here, and so is Logan Webb. Logan Webb, I'm still just going to be starting against the Mets. Probable start here. Joe Musgrove is coming back from the IL. Make sure he's in your lineup against the Diamondbacks. It might be still ill, but I feel like Musgrove is good enough to do this. Garrett Whitlock against the Brewers, I like. Gibson, Plesac, and Anderson all have really weak lineups ahead. I'd be streaming all of them if I can. Plesac is going today because it was a rainout yesterday. Questionable start here. Alec Manoa goes against the Yankees. Kyle Wright against the Astros. Just two tough matchups. Not to mention Manoa has been very shifty. Peterson gets the Giants. I don't really like Peterson's situation right now, but okay, the Giants, fine. Wade Miley got a lot of strikeouts last time. I don't really believe it against the Red Sox, but okay. Michaels and Kelly are Tobys against tough teams. That is the Mariners and the Padres, respectively. Richel, do we really buy it against the Reds? Maybe that's an upside strikeout play, but a terrible floor. Joey Wentz could be okay against the Orioles. Wisniewski against the Dodgers is very risky, but we saw how well he performed last time. And Greinke, you never know, against the Angels. And do not start Fujinami. He's a cherry bomb. Freeland, Christopher Sanchez, Luis Sessa, Chad Kuhl, whoever the Marlins are starting, because we don't know after the postponement yesterday and Alcantara being hurt. Looking forward to, it's a doubleheader, by the way, with against the Guardians there. Looking forward to tomorrow's starts. Jacob DeGrom, Clayton Kershaw, Zach Wheeler, Kevin Gausman, Corbin Burns, tons of aces here, all auto starts. There are some bad matchups there, and also there's the Peck thing with Burns, but they say he's A-okay. That's good to see. Hunter Green against the Pirates, Darvish against the Diamondbacks, we're clear there. Christian Javier and Max Fried are going against each other, Atlanta and Houston. I'm still starting both here. They're both just so good. Jesus Lazardo against the Guardians, you're doing that. Sonny Gray against the Nationals, maybe should be higher, but I think we don't really know if he's consistent quite yet, so he's down here, and the other ones are just overall better pitchers. Reed Detmer is also against the Royals, love it, but not as definitive as the others. And Grayson Rodriguez against the Tigers, yes, he's an auto start, because if you have Grayson Rodriguez, you're absolutely starting him against the Tigers. Probable start tier is Lucas Giolito, Eduardo Rodriguez, Marcus Stroman, and Tyler McGill. Giolito gets the Rays. It's very risky, but I feel like if I have Giolito, I'm doing it. Marcus Stroman gets the Dodgers. I actually have, I believe I have Stroman ahead of Giolito. It's very close. Eduardo Rodriguez is also in there as a stream option against the Orioles. But yeah, it's all, you know, however you want to go with this, it's up to you. And then Tyler McGill against the Giants. I think I'm just starting all of these guys. Tyler McGill, I don't love, but I like it more than Peterson. And yeah, it's not fun. But Eduardo Rodriguez, he's a stream pick. We just don't know what kind of Giolito we're going to see. Razor, scary. And Stroman, he could go six innings, but he could also just get trounced in three or four. Questionable starts here, Logan Allen. Not the Logan Allen you know from before. This is an MLB debut, new prospect, the Guardians coming up. You should pick him up. And I don't know if you need to start him. I don't like starting guys in their MLB debuts, but it is a Miami start. I feel like you should be, but could be shifty here. Really good slider down with that command. If that command is off, then Logan Allen does not have the overpowering fastball. We'll see how that one goes. Zach Eflin against the White Sox coming back from the IL, so he's in the questionable start tier. Otherwise, he would have been in the probable one, but given the Rays also limiting guys and it being a still ill, Zach Eflin is in the questionable start tier. Vince Velasquez has done well, and he is hosting the Reds. Maybe that does work, but it's Vince Velasquez. Very risky. Brian Bayo had a terrible debut. It was also raining and all this stuff. Now he gets Milwaukee. I don't know how many pitches he's going to go and how much better he actually is going to be. So he's down here. Dre Jameson against the Padres. I just don't trust what he's doing. Same with Jack Flaherty against the Mariners. Jordan Lyles could go six innings against the Angels. And Ross Stripling, I don't love this one. I was really tempted to put in the do not start tier, but I do recognize that he's been unlucky so far and he could do well against the Mets. I don't know how many pitches he's going to go though. Chris Flexen maybe could pull it off against the Cardinals, but this is a do not start for me. Same with Clark Schmidt against the Jays. Too risky there. Kyle Muller has not put it together against the Rangers. Jose Reina and Patrick Corbin are always do not starts. All right, that is it for today. Sorry for the lower energy and the faster one. I'm not feeling great. Hopefully I feel much better tomorrow. But that's it for today. So good luck this weekend. And my name is Nick Pollock. May your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.